Sir, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts always be acceptable in your sight, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. In October 1977, in Lake Arthur, New Mexico, probably about this temperature in New Mexico in October we have today, Maria Rubio was sitting in her kitchen with her husband Eduardo, and they were getting breakfast around, and as it was their custom, they were making their tortillas fresh every single morning that they would eat, and all of a sudden breakfast got interrupted by a visitor they did not expect. And the visitor wasn't somebody who came through the door, but the visitor was the image of Jesus Christ that appeared on a tortilla that Maria was preparing for her husband Eduardo. And all of a sudden, their day went a completely different direction. In fact, Maria took it right to her parish priest immediately and wanted to know if this was Jesus, and he would neither confirm nor deny whether it was Jesus on this tortilla. But this started a whole, the news got out. And it started a whole mania around this tortilla. And so Maria thought everybody should be able to see this tortilla. Eduardo was just still wondering when he was going to get to eat breakfast. But by the end of that week, people were coming to their home. And Maria decided everybody should be able to encounter this tortilla. And she left the kitchen door wide open all the time. And so people were coming in. And it was getting a little overwhelming because they were starting to have hundreds and then thousands of folks. Actually, in the 2 years that this was on display, they had over 37,000 people visit this tortilla. And at some point in there, Maria had to quit her job, and Eduardo said, we cannot have people coming in our kitchen all the time, and he built a shrine in the backyard. So the tortilla moved outside of the house from their kitchen to the shrine, and people continued to visit it. And Maria would be there just kind of curating all of the visitors when she could. But there'd be times when they couldn't be there, and she would, you know, come home and find all kinds of gifts around the shrine. She'd find new candles lit, and, you know, one time she found just a pair of empty crutches there and wondered to herself what might have happened. But this one tortilla that got cooked in some way that seemed to have the visage of our Lord Jesus Christ on it was very compelling to so many people who sought to find him. It wasn't just compelling to those that sought to find him, it was compelling to other tortilla makers. Because in 1979, in Texas, Hidalgo, there was another one. And in fact, in 2004, there was a grilled cheese with the image of the Virgin Mary that sold on eBay for $27,000. And even in 2012, we had another sighting of Jesus on a tortilla, and this one has actually been confirmed as Jesus by the Vatican. So, Jesus is appearing in all these kind of, and I know these are not gluten-free products, folks. I don't think that, but Jesus is on this actual bread. And he's on this actual bread in a miraculous way. And when Jesus is on bread in a miraculous way, people pay attention. Wouldn't it be great if somebody here made a tortilla that had Jesus on it and we had 37,000 people show up and we had to build a shrine outside? But that is not the way it works. It doesn't just work when Jesus shows up on your bread that lives get changed. In fact, it's really a short change. And in fact, that people are willing to go from Lake Arthur, New Mexico, to Hidalgo, Texas, to someplace in Florida where they made a grilled cheese, to this guy in Chicago that had another tortilla. I mean, they're just moving around. It's Jesus sighting to Jesus sighting to Jesus sighting. But it is not those miracles of Jesus in bread or with bread that sustain folks. It is the actual bread, which Jesus wants to become. In the story today, in fact, we got to hear for 2 weeks how Jesus fed a multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And they ate everything they could eat. It was a feast. This was not some kind of scanty meal. This was a feast. that they had. And the folks, of course, when somebody does a sign for you, they show up and say, I want you to do it again. I want to see that happen again. It's as though you went to a concert for a musician and it was fantastic. And you say, you know what? I want to go back and see that again. And you go back the second time, you're like, that wasn't as good as the first time. They come back because they have been wowed by the miracle bread of Jesus. And they're hoping to get a repeat performance. But Jesus tells them, in not so many words, miracle Jesus is only good in the moment when you're in the wilderness. There is some other kind of Jesus that you need for everyday existence. Jesus says, I am that thing. I'm bread. He's going to say, I'm water too. In fact, he picks two just really, the things that we think we would, if we were, you know, in some kind of caricature of prison, feeding people bread and water. But that's what Jesus has to offer us. And it's not because those two things are really what we should offer prisoners. In fact, if we offer them actual bread and actual water, it would probably be way better for them. But he said, I am not about the miracle that you're going to get here on the mountainside where you eat as much as you can. To abide with me is to know that this is an existence on the things that most sustain us. Most simple food and most simple drink. It's not about the miracle, the feast event. It is about the everyday meal of just getting by that day. Because all of us have more days like that than we have miracle days. In fact, my guess is that there are people here that have had miracle days. And you know what it's like. You know what a miracle day is like. It is just ecstatic. It's transcendent. But it is not lasting. It might be something you recall at some point to, you know, get through our time, but still you're like, the sheen is off of it. And it will not hold you for a long, long time. Those events eventually leave you wanting more to eat, just like the bread and fish that those 5,000 people ate on that hillside that day. They weren't not hungry the next day again. They were hungry again. And you can't feast all the time. You've got to go and eat what you can in each day, as plain as it might be. Jesus wants them to know, I am here for signs. I am here in the wilderness, and when you think you've got not enough to get by, we can make it work. But if you think that I'm only here to appear in your tortilla or only to turn five loaves into enough food for 5,000, you are not going to make it. You are going to have to find a diet that you can eat every single day. You are going to have to learn to eat the bread and drink the water that my Father has given you through me. This is why we call it the practice of faith. It's because it's something that happens every single day. It's not something that just happens once in a while. It's great to have big feast days. But big feast days make us fat. They make us lazy. They make us diabetic. They introduce all kinds of problems into the body. It is only on regular diet and practice of knowing Jesus through bread and through water, through the simple practices of the day of prayer, through scripture, that we're sustained and that we're healthy and that we're active. The miracle Jesus is a great Jesus. Jesus who shows up in places we don't expect. Jesus who changed Maria and Eduardo's lives, whether Jesus meant to or not, by something that happened to the flour that she had on her griddle that morning. We don't discount the miracle of Jesus. We don't discount Jesus appearing in places we do not expect. In fact, we should welcome it when it happens to ourselves. But if we're only waiting for the unexpected, the accidental Jesus, we will not have a life of faith that is able to keep us going. We need the everyday Jesus, abiding with Jesus, thinking on Jesus, as basic sustenance and basic thirst-quenching liquid. Amen.